Courtney has this morning's app of the day on 101.9 POR.
I've got a wicked simple calorie counting app that I've been looking for, like a tracker kind of app without having to pay for it, one, yep. And not having a bunch of just crap. Like, I know people really like LifeSum, MyFitnessPal, Lose It, a bunch of those.
Noom.
A lot of them just have too much going on. I just want to track my calories, simple foods, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this is really simple, really easy.
Is it really free?
It's free. It's called Easy Fit. There's a lot of things about it that they want you to do the paid version.
Yeah, sure.
Which is $5.99 flat rate. You just buy the app. So if I really like this, I might go for
it. Like a one-time deal?
Yeah. If you're looking for a water tracker, that has that. And then there's a couple other features, like really getting into like your macronutrients and micronutrients and all that crap.
Boring.
But that's the stuff I don't want. I just want calories. Show me what I'm eating. There we go.
Water tracker would be good too.
Water tracker is helpful, but you have to remember to do it. And then that's the part where
it seems impossible to drink that much water in a day.
Sometimes it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. It's insane. I'm getting back my gallon jug because I had the gallon jug for a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm not drinking enough water. So back to the gallon jug.
Because you had that gallon jug sit next to you all the time. So it was a constant reminder.
You'd be almost done with that gallon jug by the time the show was done in the morning. It was like, wow, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, I was pounding it. Also, if you're on any medications, they usually dry you out. So
yes, very much so. Yeah.
Definitely drink more water. So I really like the interface of this. It's called Easy Fit. It's pink and purple, the background, and all the little buttons are really cute.
Very important.
Which I really like because my MyFitnessPal, Lose It, and all those are just like the white, black and white, super boring.
Yeah.
This doesn't have a widget though, which I think the widget thing helps you remember to track because it's huge on your screen instead of the little app itself.
Every time you pick up your phone, that widget's sitting in the corner and you know where you're at for the day.
Yes, right.
Which, you know, you might not want to see.
So that doesn't have one of those widgets?
It doesn't. That's the only thing. And that's why the ones that are the big boys, the MyFitnessPal, Lose It, Noom, they have the widgets. They have the big boy stuff.
Can I ask? Because I don't use any of this stuff, so this is all new to me.
Totally.
So what do I do?
So you go in.
I open this app.
You open the app for the first time. You got to put in your weight and your height.
Well, I'm out already.
You don't want to know how tall you are?
No.
The exercise level, and then it shows you what your resting calorie rate is, depending.
Okay.
Like I put desk job, but works out sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it gave me what my calories should be for the day. And you can manually change that if you know for sure, like a doctor told you or whatever you should have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you go in and you can just pick, like, oh, hey, I ate an apple for breakfast, and then I had cream with my coffee, and you add those all in together.
Mm-hmm. And it just adds up your calorie count.
Yeah, and it takes it off, and then you see what little you have for the rest of the day.
Oh, so as you're going along, it, like, tells you how much you have left.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the old Deal-A-Meal. Remember those cards that used to have?
Is that how that worked?
Richard Simmons guy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you would take a card, and you'd have to move it over to your used deck. And yeah, it was weird.
Okay, bring that back.
Okay, it's basically the exact same thing.
Yeah, kind of, but without physical. This is before cell phones. So
cool. I love Richard Simmons.
But that's kind of cool. And then it tells you how much water you should be drinking.
How much water you need. It shows you your BMI, which can be a little weird. And you know, you see it, you're like, oh, that's really sad. Because it'll be like obese in giant letters.
It's a goal that you're working towards.
That's the thing. And also you can pick what rate you want to lose weight at. And it will be like, oh, well, if you want to lose too much weight per week, you know, we suggest this and not.
By the way, isn't it like you're 10 pounds overweight, they say you're obese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, BMI is super weird because someone who's really tall and muscular could be labeled as obese just because of the weight.
That's my problem.
Yeah. John's got the muscle problem.
Yeah, it's such an issue.
Muscular. That was me flexing my arms.
Very nice.
No one could see.
Courtney's app of the day today.
Easy Fit.